Click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
In very remote times, when Mecca was still desert and grass, Prophet Ibrahim left his wife and child abroad. Prophet Ibrahim wanted to go back, as Hajar said with sore eyes, "Prophet Ibrahim, why are we to be put in this desert land? It's so hot and waterless that even birds cannot survive." Prophet Ibrahim, who had tears in his eyes, said,
"My Lord has given such a command. This is a safer place for you."
Then he prayed and asked God to make the desert bearable for his family. He said to his God,
"O Lord, I leave them alone for your sake in this desert."
A few hours after Prophet Ibrahim's departure, food and water had completely finished. Hajar set her son by a shadow and rushed to the side of a mountain, but the blue substance she had imagined was nowhere to be found. Hoping to find water somewhere else, she looked around, and a little further away, an electric spark was seen from another mountain. Hajar rushed to the other side, but saw nothing but mirage. Her baby kicked and screamed with thirst, but it was useless. However, Hajar did not give up. She traveled 7 times between Safa and Marwa mountains, but each time she found nothing and became very tired. It was useless. Hajar, crying, went to her child's side, embraced him, and suddenly, Ismail's feet opened and blue cleared out of it. Hajar hurriedly gave her baby water, while she chuckled with joy. She drank the spring and thanked God. Thus, Hajar and Ismail were safe from certain death. It did not take long for the songs of this pristine spring to be wrapped around everywhere, and there were many thirsty caravans that depressed their thirst from the spring. Days passed until Prophet Ibrahim finally returned. He was surprised to embrace his wife and child, who were healthy and sound. He prostrated to his Lord in utter gratitude. Since then, they have started a beautiful and prolific life. 13 years passed by. One night, Prophet Ibrahim saw a strange dream. When he woke from his slumber, he said to Prophet Ismail,
"My son, I saw a strange dream."
Prophet Ismail said, "What happened in your dream, father?" Prophet Ibrahim said to him,
"God commanded me to kill you."
Then he smiled and said,
"Do not worry, my son, it was just a dream."
But at night, he saw the same dream again. When Prophet Ibrahim explained what had happened, Prophet Ismail said, "I am ready. I have full faith in my merciful Lord. Perform whatever command you have been given." Prophet Ibrahim went to the warehouse and took out his rope and knife. He came out of the house, and Prophet Ismail followed his father. On the way, Prophet Ismail went to his father and said, "Dad, if you want to sharpen the knife, sharpen it so that the job is not difficult for you." Prophet Ibrahim tore his way and ran to the top of a cliff. Prophet Ismail was at the bottom of the cliff waiting. Prophet Ibrahim sat down on a rock and cried. He then gathered his spirits and threw a little water on a smooth stone and drew a knife blade from his pocket. He took the knife and a stone and sharpened it. Prophet Ibrahim said to the sky,
"Lord, help me to perform this commandment and divine test."
At the same time, Satan appeared and heard his words. So he said to himself,
"I should tell his mother."
Then he turned himself in a different way and quickly went to Hajar. Satan appeared in the house of Hajar and said,
"Why are you saying, woman? Do you know where Ibrahim and Ismail are?"
Hajar said, "Wherever they are, they are saved by God." The devil made a ridiculous laugh and said,
"Hajar, Ibrahim wants to kill Ismail. Take him to the altar. Get up and stop this terrible crime."
Hajar smiled and said, "You're mad. What father do you see that could take his son's head?" The devil said,
"God's last command has commanded him to sacrifice Ismail for him."
The devil appeared beside Hajar and told her everything. Hajar smiled and said, "Well, if God has commanded him, then he must execute it. You must act by the command of God." Satan was disappointed, but he had another wicked idea. He once again appeared by Prophet Ismail's side. The devil said,
"I am your father's friend. Last night, I dreamed that your father committed a dreadful crime against you. I was worried and rushed myself here. Tell your father that you're insane so he doesn't kill you."
Prophet Ismail said, "Go away, you wicked man. I do not know you. Do not interfere." Satan was disappointed and went to Prophet Ibrahim. The devil said,
"Oh man, I dreamed last night that you saw an evil dream and you want to kill your one and only son. That's why I rushed to come here. When I saw the knife and the rope tied in your hand, I realized that I was right."
Prophet Ibrahim shouted angrily,
"Go away, Satan."
The devil said,
Oh, Prophet of Allah, know this, you're the first and last prophet who has murdered someone.
The devil went a little further and said,
a prophet would never kill someone. Don't you think of it? Are you a prophet at all?
And cackled wickedly. Prophet Ibrahim threw a stone at him. Satan moved and said,
Ibrahim, stop being so foolish.
Prophet Ibrahim threw a few more stones at him. Satan disappeared and appeared again a little later and said,
oh Ibrahim, look at this infallible child. Are you really going to kill him? Come back and rethink this. Stop being so stupid.
Prophet Ibrahim threw another stone and said,
you are not right.
And threw stones. This time, Satan was disappointed and left for good. Shortly thereafter, Prophet Ibrahim stood in place, returned and embraced Prophet Ismail and cried out loud. Prophet Ismail said through his tears, my beloved father, I do not want you to see me beheaded. Prophet Ibrahim could not stop his tears. Prophet Ismail took his shirt and gave it to him and said, take it so it doesn't get stained in my blood. Give it to my mother. She loves my scent. Prophet Ibrahim took his shirt and rubbed it on his face a few times. Then he kissed him and cried. Prophet Ismail kneeled in a prostrate position and laid his face on the soil. Prophet Ibrahim stepped alongside Prophet Ismail. Prophet Ibrahim looked towards the sky and shouted,
oh Lord, I am doing it for you.
He closed his eyes and drew a knife on his neck. He did not see anything happening. He opened his eyes. He closed his eyes again. Prophet Ismail silently closed his eyes and breathed into the soil. Prophet Ibrahim shouted,
help me in performing this commandment, O Lord.
Prophet Ibrahim cried aloud. Suddenly, Jibril shouted, Allah is the greatest, and his voice echoed through the mountains. Prophet Ibrahim stopped and looked around. Prophet Ismail also stood up. A moment later, a ram came out from behind the rock. A heavenly voice told Prophet Ibrahim, give this ram to the Lord. Then the voice said,
Ibrahim, blessings be upon you. Yes, we will reward those who do good.
Prophet Ibrahim, while crying, embraced Prophet Ismail and kissed his head. Prophet Ismail laughed and looked at his father's eyes. Prophet Ibrahim said,
put on a robe and I will call your mother so we can sacrifice this ram to God.
They all embraced each other and sacrificed the ram, and by the blessings of God, lived a happy and bountiful life.